News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Now, unless you were living under several rocks, you won't have missed that there was an eclipse last evening. Well, more than 100 people went to Dunsink Observatory in West Dublin to witness that eclipse, and among them was our reporter, Cian Burns.
He was a skinny banana.
The moon is jumping the sun.
It's like an episode of Black Mirror, if you didn't understand the context and why everyone's looking at the sky in these funny-looking glasses.
But far from being from Black Mirror, this was just a Wednesday evening with 100 people staring into the sun in West Dublin.
My name's Sive Leahy and I'm the Education and Public Engagement Officer here at Dias Dunsink Observatory. And it's just been great to see the kind of interest that this has garnered amongst everyone in Ireland. It seems that everyone is out looking for eclipse glasses and making cereal box viewers. And it's just been incredible to see the demand and the interest that this one event has kind of sparked in the whole country.
For some of those gathered, the interest came from a family connection.
Our granddad worked here. He was an electrical engineer here from like the late 70s until the early 2000s when he retired. It's very special kind of to be here and see the place again that we would have been around when we were growing up. There was a partial eclipse in 1999 and I was here for that in the dome.
And that dome was in use again last night.
My name is Professor Katrina Jackman. I am the head of the Planetary Science Group here at Dias Dunsink Observatory. So I'm standing in front of the South Dome, which is one of our special telescopes here on site at the Dunsink Observatory. And today, for the eclipse, we're using this telescope to project onto a white piece of card so that we can see the moon working its way across the solar disk.
And while you might expect some fancy tech on the telescope to watch an eclipse, it turns out just the straightforward ways are the best.
So here we can see we're trying to occult most of the sun's light. It is a really, really bright object, so we don't need as much light coming into the telescope.
Herman LaRue is a PhD student at Dunsink.
So what we try to do is obscure most of it just by cutting out a small hole in this piece of carton. And by doing it, we still get plenty of light to see all of the things on the sun. And it does a really good job of protecting the equipment inside of the telescope.
And all it needs is a little bit of cardboard on the front?
All of it needs is a little bit of cardboard on the front. This is our high-tech inventions.
Outside of the dome, we were using our slightly more high-tech solar eclipse glasses.
It's weird. So I actually had to go up to the folks who worked here to see why it wasn't getting darker. They said, it is, your eyes are adjusting. So that made more sense. But it did get kind of eerie, the light. Eerie is the only word I can use to describe it. And you could definitely feel the chill.
You could, because it was so hot this evening.
Yes.
And then it suddenly got so much cooler.
I'm in the shade now. Wow.
Yeah. So you could feel the chill. I eventually realised it was definitely getting darker. The birds kind of started quieting down a bit. Like, it was like dusk.
As we enjoyed the bit of coolness provided by the moon covering the sun, 600 kilometres away off the west coast of Ireland, a group of solar physicists were being treated to the eclipse at 10,000 feet aboard an Air Corps plane.
I would say it's surreal. You know, it's not your normal day of, you know, teaching undergraduate students, for example.
Professor Peter Gallagher is director of Dias Dunsink Observatory.
Proposals or, you know, making presentations, all of that kind of day-to-day work. It's a very unusual work day. As the moon moves across the sun, it actually goes pitch dark. I mean, it goes nighttime dark in a total. And so that's really weird. And you can basically, the shadow of the moon is coming across you. And then stars pop out, planets pop out. You can start to see them. And then all of a sudden, 2 minutes later, it's back to daytime.
But before it got back to daytime, Professor Laura Hayes was the person charged with taking all the important observations from a special telescope developed by the Italian National Institute for Astrophysics.
We had a test flight and I'd done it, you know, on Friday and was fine. But, you know, you start to feel shaky I wonder if you are being shaky. But no, honestly, it was amazing. It was an amazing experience, completely out of body. And also being able to see through an open window of a plane is something you don't really, you know, you think you see well through a window of a plane, but when it opens, crystal clear, you know, we were at 10,000 feet and we could see waves. You know, I could see with my eyes looking down.
But the one thing she never actually got to see with her own eyes? the eclipse itself.
So because I was holding the camera and the angle it was at, I really had to keep still. And to see the eclipse with my own eyes, I would have had to have done a bit of contortionism. And I was like, I'm not going to risk that. But what we had attached to it was a screen that was you know, directly recording the data we were taking with our scientific instrument. So it's quite different to a normal camera. So yeah, you know, for me, it was just making sure that the sun was in the right place, we were pointing in the right direction, and we were getting our observations. And then, yeah, I don't think I breathed for the 2 minutes of the eclipse holding that camera.
And there you go. That report by our reporter, Cian Burns.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.